fuzzy animal in the fight against cancer. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Ferrets are best known as exotic and inquisitive pets, but it turns out they might hold a clue to understanding cancer. That's according to Laura Schultz, a research physiologist at Boston University. She and a colleague, Janice Barr of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, studied how ferret embryos implant themselves in the womb. They found that the embryos need a protein called GPI. That's also a protein human cancers use to invade the body.
And it helps tumor cells to become more invasive, so it helps these tumors spread into normal tissues. And so we think that implantation might be the natural function of GPI that's sort of been co-opted by tumor cells.
She says an embryo, in a way, invades the mother's body when it attaches to the uterine wall, but it invades only long enough to establish itself in the womb and then stops.
You get just enough invasion to establish the placenta. So we think we could use this to understand how GPI expression is controlled, to understand sort of what's missing when it's uncontrolled, like in tumor metastasis.
Schultz says learning how the protein works may one day help doctors prevent cancers from spreading, giving doctors more time to treat them. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.